Richard Reeves is scheduled to be in studio with us in 30 minutes. If you question the Big Brother level of fraud, look at how the UN has now been forced to admit they've been engaged in premeditated fraud on ClimateGate, on the Himalayas, on the temperature readings across the planet. UN documents have been released the last 3 months we've covered here on air, where they organized scores of key universities worldwide to collate the data, create the fraud. They say in the documents that these are fellow travelers for world government. I mean, this is a cult of control freaks that want to run your life, want to control your speech, disarm you, herd you into compact cities. Look at how their fraud on the flu shot has been exposed. Look at how it's now come out. I mean, how dumb did they think you were? Sure, one big group of the population will buy anything, but others don't now. That's the good news. There is hope. We're not in this total 1984 society yet, but we've got to fight and struggle against it now. And 90% of the battle, as the Pentagon says, or as O'Brien, the fictional Big Brother enforcer, would say, all of it is in the mind, because they're selling a lie. When CBS News locally tells you mercury is good for your children's brains, I mean, can you imagine O'Brien? He's saying, Winston, you must agree that 2 plus 2 equals 5. And Winston's like, no. And then later he tortures him. He says, okay, 2 plus 2 equals 5. I agree with you. He said, no, you don't really believe it. He tortures him for months more. His teeth all fall out. And he stands him up and says, look at you. Look at how pathetic you are. He tortures him some more. And then Winston sees the two fingers merge into 5. He sees the groups of two fingers merge into 5. It is 5. Mercury is good for me. Monsanto doesn't want to hurt me. Monsanto, okay, sure, it's killing me, but we can't talk about it or do anything about it because, you know, that would be unfriendly towards Monsanto. They might come after me. They might sue me if I read the official medical studies on it and tell people. That is 2 plus 2 equals 5. And people do it every day. Going, oh, yes, I think we should ban free speech. Oh, yes, I think we should ban guns. Well, that's not in the Constitution. See, they start out with equations that are more complex, like, well, does 997 plus 1,422 come up to this number? And it's a wrong number, but you're lazy and go, I'll just believe it's whatever you say it is. And then pretty soon they say 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. It equals 5 or 10 or 20 or whatever we say. And so they're practicing that lie on you. To come out and say, here's the fact sheet we're going to give you that the feds wrote up at the school or the government building or at the pharmacy. And here's a little fact sheet. It has no mercury in it. We've shown you these over and over again, side by side. Doesn't cause any problems, doesn't have any neurological disorders, can't hurt you. And then you actually get the insert, and it admits all the bad things it can do to you. See, they think you're so stupid. They're bold. They're bold. Now, there is still time to change this. Several TV stations, I saw the newscast on YouTube, ran pieces that were 90% truth last night. CBS, and the reporter came over and said, I'm a listener. He was real. He was like, okay, fine, let us try to get it right. And they got it pretty close. So, see, they weren't evil and diabolical. They were just going with the peer pressure of the ATF and the Austin Police Department. And that's what the guy said. He said, we just reported what they told us, Alex. But, see, you didn't go look it up. They even said on the news, Alex claims this is the federal law, as I read it on air. But at least they did that, that there is no, that the law is you can have private sale of firearms. We turned them around because I screamed at them. I went and got in their face and rebuked them. I didn't sit up there in a little beauty pageant, barely talking on a megaphone where nobody could hear, No, I was there to wage war on fraud, wage war on lies. I was there to psychically assault them with the truth.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to David in Oklahoma. David, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First off, I just want to say I thank God for you and what you do. I was awakened about a little over a year ago. And the process eventually led me to the Obama deception and Endgame and Loose Change and Dr. Stanley Monteith, read his book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and the whole nine. The thing that I wanted to ask is, I'm a Christian, and I've read the Bible cover to cover several times, so I know how it is. And I hear you and I hear other guests talk about how we're going to win. Well, I want to know what you mean when you say we're going to win or we can win this. Tell me what you mean by that.
That's a great question, David. We're going to win our souls. We're going to stand up against evil and not cop out and say we're going to be teleported by Scotty in the rapture that's non-existent in the Bible until after. And we're going to stand against evil and be tested in the fire. And in the end, good is going to win. And so I don't get up here and debate theology. I've read the Bible. I've studied it. I know what it says. I know it says the beast will make war on the saints and overcome them. But that means the saints are going to fight it. But in the greatest awakening to this dehumanizing force, that's what it is. It's death and disease and pain. That's beautiful to Satan. And Satan is a spirit. It is real. There is a mystery of evil, as the Bible talks about, guiding this force. And I can feel that. I can feel the good. I can feel the evil. And so the cop-out that I see from the false Christianoid plastic fake mannequin church that isn't real. It's like a mannequin of a man or woman. It's not a human. I mean, the reason I know the Bible is profound, inspired by the Creator, is that people talk about Nostradamus. They're incredibly vague. The king will be struck on the horse, and the spear will go in his eye. Well, kings back then fought in wars, and that was one of the most common ways they were killed, was someone with a sword or a spear or an arrow through the visor. It's one of the few places they could, they would be in heavy battle armor. It would take a crane to put them on the giant war horse, the big Clydesdale. I mean, that's how you'd know the king, because they would have the heaviest armor. And so, oh my gosh, his quatrain, you know, 100 years later, the king of France was killed jousting. The jousting spear went into his visor. I mean, that's not prophecy. You read Ezekiel and Daniel and Revelations, and it is giant metal insects dropping eggs that are, you know, that turn into giant pillars of fire. I mean, that's nukes. It is a world system where the image of the beast is seen by all television. And that there's moving images of the beast on the streets, and it describes holograms and robots and how you must buy or sell, and it's the hand or the face, the body scan. They're now scanning you in these scanners to get your full biometric scan, where they can passively, not just in airports, but from the street, know who you are, even if you wear a mask, shoots through your clothes and has the digital. Let he with understanding reckon the number. It is a number of a man, the digital calculation of a man's body, of your face, of your hand, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on, and how there will be 10 kingdoms, and how there will be, and then you read the Club of Rome and UN, the UN calls it 10 kingdoms, and it will be ruled by a monetary system, and it will be a false church, and it's unbelievable, and you can't read Revelation and those visions on the Isle of Patmos and not, I mean, it's not vague. It's not vague. And it says the merchants of the world traffic in men's souls. That's what they're really into, is control of the mind. What O'Brien is saying to Winston, the mind is everything, the soul, what people believe. And it just goes on and on and on. So I'm just here to tell people what's happening and what the New World Order is doing. And I have found that Bible-thumping, pushy Christians can't wake up anybody. But this radio show, has so many people have not found the organized religion in the churches, but they have found a relationship with the Creator. And their heart is right, and they now understand it, are getting themselves ready for what we're going into. And I just want to try to be a pure and virtuous person. I want to try to transcend my flesh. And be the true leader that we're all meant to be, and because as a symbol of liberty, this radio show, my films, myself, the enemy takes what I do and distorts it and twists it. And there's countless audios on the web where they must spend weeks taking all these interviews and all these things I say and cutting it together where it sounds, you know, it just so much stuff they do. Because they understand, and they don't want people to realize there are good people. They don't want people to realize there are good leaders. They don't want people to realize, because then a leader then reflects on you and you become a leader. They don't want you to believe there's anything real, anything bona fide. There's just more evil. And so it's this incredible, I mean, I feel the spirit of the Creator. And it just braces me with chills as the Creator says, you know, you've done well, but now you truly know more than you did before. Now you have the discernment. Now you have the knowledge. There's no excuse. You have to be even better. And then I say, why me, God? Why am I in this position? Why have I been given this burden? You know, they say with great wisdom comes great sorrow. Why? And then why can't I articulate and teach what I know and understand? And then the answer is, at a certain level, you know, some are not even meant to understand what I'm saying. Some can't even understand it right now because they've hardened their hearts. My heart gets softer and softer and bigger, and it's full of more love, and it just, I don't even know how to describe it. And I just want the evil to stop. I want the hurting of the little ones to stop. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying, David?
Yeah, I understand. And you know, that's the whole thing that Jesus talked about, that there would be a day when all that stops. And the reason that it exists is because of the fact that the people who are in power now are under the influence of the original rebel, as described in Saul Alinsky's book, where he dedicated that book to the original rebel, Satan, and then had the nerve to say, at least he got his own kingdom out of the deal. Well, the thing about it is, this is turning out to be, the kingdom of Satan. Okay? So when
there's no doubt. I mean, even if people don't believe in the old serpent as an entity, collectively what's being manifested and what the elite are turning us into is hell.
Thing about it is, Alex, you know, you mentioned earlier, and I was watching the program because I get the simulcast and all that, and I was watching where Mr. Dice was doing the interviews yesterday. Well, the thing about that is that every human being has been infected with a lie. We believe a lie. That's why these people come across as though they're God, because the original lie that the human race believed was that you can be God. So they still believe that. And
they think they're God. You're talking about at the Capitol, he's literally 60, 70 yards away from cops where they said the media could be, and then he marches up and just gets in his face and is looking at Aaron like he wants to kill him.
Wow.
Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't seen that part, but I'm talking about where yesterday on your program you gave a snippet of, I think it was Dice, in California.
Oh, Dice. I thought you said Aaron Dykes. Yeah.
No. Yeah, it was Dykes.
Yeah. No, exactly. Those people want to play God. They said they enjoyed the power trip of, yes, I want to ban criticism of Obama. Yes, I want to sign the petition. Yes, they were feeling like they were going to shut someone up. And exactly. I mean, you know.
Everybody has that. Now, before I was awakened, and I can't say that I woke up, I was awakened. Okay. I had similar views, not the totalitarian type of thing where if you dissent against this view, you need to shut up. No. But the thing about it is I had disdain for people who didn't think as I thought. And now, whereas now, I mean, you know, the whole left-right thing has been shattered for me. I mean, totally just blown to smithereens. Every talk show that I get to call into, and I'm a truck driver, so I get to listen all day. So every show that I call into, the first thing is, you're coming at this from the wrong perspective. There is no left, right. They're all one.
If I've done one thing, David, is I coined the left, right paradigm term. I've hammered it for 14 years, really about 12 is when I really woke up to that fully, for about 12 years. And now people go, wait, I've been kept in this little box. There's a whole nother system. And then a system to that system. And I only go far out as I can prove in the paradigm. But I'm now beginning to see even into the next level. And let me tell you, it is, this whole reality is a fraud, brother.
I got to tell you, the first time I saw the Obama deception, I stayed up. I saw it somehow with some Vision Revisited or something website that I clicked onto. And then it led me to the Obama deception. And I could not sleep. It was about a year ago, right around, it was like the first or second week of February or third week of February, somewhere around that area, when it was shortly after the movie first came out. And I couldn't sleep, and I was up for like 2 days straight. I'm just devouring all of the information that's coming and putting things together, and I'm like, wow, this thing is crazy.
When I found out about 8-9 years ago that the eugenics was absolutely real, going on worse than I thought, I actually threw up. My mouth started watering, and it was like a spiritual thing, a physical manifestation of my soul was just like, when I realized, because my body, my soul, my subconscious already knew all this information at a base level. But it was the conscious binding of that and realizing it and the images of the children they're murdering, and it was just,
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunk.
One of the most painful things of my life is knowing with my listeners we've woken up tens of millions of people, and to see the system, not just Glenn Beck and others at the top, but lower down, groups that co-opt all the work we've done and then turn it into something nasty with their COINTELPRO tricks. Most of the idiots dancing to the tune and the string don't even know they're doing it. But again, that's going to happen. If you wake people up that they're being lied to, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to be lied to at other levels. That doesn't. So you can't look at other people failing, other people falling, other people's problems, all the nastiness, and get wrapped up in it. You've just got to continue to love God and love what's true and love honor and love beauty and love decency and love innocence and stand up against the New World Order and give the people an alternative to say, this is your enemy, the New World Order. Look what they've done to you. Look what the other opportunities could be. Look at what history has shown. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, Alex, it is your life to revamp, and I respect your life choices, but when it comes down to your life, your own life, and your empathy for the lives of others, it's really, I think it's obvious from your predictions coming true that you do have a greater forethought to see how the thoughts and the actions that we're sowing will soon be reaped. And because you do, you have assumed that sense of duty and loyalty and the risk that might have otherwise been assumed by others, that's what I think makes you more Christ-like. And if you were to decide to become less prominent in the media, it's your sense of concern that would still bring you these greater insights and an even deeper connection with God. But no matter what you choose, God works through everyone and everything.
Oh, no, that's not what earlier I was saying. I just miss not being able to see my grandmother or spend as much time with my kids. So I feel like my time is stolen by having to fight this. It's not like it's some delicious pleasure. You know, 10 years ago, it was kind of the worldly triumph of defeating them. And I still get happy when we have victories. That's not bad. It's just that now I mean, it's like, whoa, I know too much. I mean, it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And the understanding, it just accelerates to the point of, like, I'm saying, God, you know, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do. But this is really hard to handle.
Well, it never ends. And when it comes to Reverend James David Manning, I wanted to speak with him and ask him this. He has a right to say that Obama ought to be tried for treason. I agree that Barack is the butcher, but he's also an unindicted war criminal and is treasonous. He's illegitimate by virtue of his lies and the Constitution. But to anybody who seeks the death penalty, I just ask, would you cast the first stone? Would you pull the switch? Would you open the trap door below the noose? And as punishment for such war criminals, I would only suggest isolation from power, sequestering from society.
Well, here's the danger of the death penalty. I mean, if you're in a village 5,000 years ago and somebody kills your kid, the village is going to grab the person that was seen doing it and they're going to kill them. And that's a good thing. The problem is that government is always so much more evil than just the individual criminal. And we know more than a third of people on death row are innocent from DNA. And we know the government does frame people. And we know they now torture people for confessions and are saying that's admissible in court now as they set the precedents with the trials coming up in New York. And so the government can't be trusted to carry out the death penalty because it is the evil. And so that's my problem. But then at an instinctive level, when I see them catch some person that, you know, kidnap 10 or 15 women and torture them to death and they admit to it, I say, kill them. I mean, you know, but at the same time, that means they're also going to kill a bunch of innocent people. And it's better that 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man be killed. So, I mean, do you see the point I'm making?
Well, absolutely. But wouldn't it even be more gratifying and constructive to offer amnesty to encourage them to sing like a bird? I mean, that would be a lot more constructive than putting them to death. And these puppets like Obama are ill in that they do embrace the concept that their masters consider them expendable. The last thing I want for a cynical, despotic dictator is to see him or her, in my own belief, to see them reincarnate. And I care for Reverend Manning's soul in that respect as well. But there are so many more constructive things that could be done with such dictators. I also wanted to bring up what was brought up at the end of the show yesterday by Angel about GMO produce, and you said that if you just wash off the produce when it comes to the pesticides, you know, you want to get organic, of course, and even when I wash off my organic produce, I'm finding with water from my...
I hear you, but I got to jump. Call me back again. We got a guest coming in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks. Soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The whole of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Belabor this. We've got Richard Reeves in studio. I'm about to go to him in here in just a moment. But people are ready to learn the truth. When you purchase the videos, you don't just get a weapon to wake somebody up in the info war. You also support our operation. We're expanding, building a TV studio. Finally got the permits, and that's ongoing now. You may even hear a lot of banging and stuff. I know what we're going to do because we're going to be working 12 hours a day, even though it's about 30 yards away where they're building it, or more. It's about 40 yards, but we need your support now more than ever. Our audience doubled on radio, internet, more than doubled last year. Last 3 months on the Alexa ratings were up almost 50%. So we're exponentially growing, but I can tell you the economy's falling apart. Over the years, we could pretty much gauge as listenership and numbers went up, the profit coming in, the revenue to fund our operation would go up right on line with it until about 2007. And thank God for a media operation and the info war, we have just expanded and expanded and expanded and expanded and kind of like escaped the black hole that's sucking all the other media in, going bankrupt. And we're almost like in the new episode of a Star Trek where they're getting out of the black hole and they're barely making it. I mean, we're just, you know, we're pulling away, but that black hole's growing even faster. And so, again, we're trying to expand in the face of the new world order. We're trying to expand in the face of all of this corruption. And so I, again, we're trying to take it up a notch here. We're trying to intensify. And you do that by supporting us, buying the books, DVDs, the Patriot T-shirts and material. And I want to thank everybody who has been supporting us. That rally last night, I'd say over 80% of the people there were wearing InfoWars.com shirts, Joker shirts. It was my listeners that came out. You'd think the other gun community in Austin could, we would muster more than the 300 I got out there, and our listeners got out there. But I'm just glad a caller called me, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, I guess like 9 days ago, to even let me know that happened at the gun show, and we found out it was true. So we're now aware of that. It's now a national issue. But again, InfoWars.com, the online video bookstore, or PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month. Watch the show live. All the films are there in high quality. Richard Reeve, I want to get into Deborah Medina, but I want to just go back. I got an email Saturday morning saying Rick Perry is going to be at Red's Indoor Range. And it wasn't official, and that was my one day. That one day I tried to spend the whole day with my children playing football and watching them on the scooters and walking in the woods and all that and painting with them and stuff. So I just ignored it. But I should have gone down there and talked to him. But I'm glad you did. And, Richard, you just always do great work. You did great work with us on the Obama deception and on Fall of the Republic with the great camera work you did. And just a side issue, you know, the New York Times and others said that there wasn't even a Bilderberg Group meeting. We were imagining cars following us and imagining Secret Service. You were there briefly. What happened?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I was at the Chantilly, Virginia event with you guys. We all did the work together, and I was there shooting video. And there was definitely a Bilderberg event going on there. And as many people know, Obama and Hillary were potentially there inside the Bilderberg event. I'm sure they were.
It's been later confirmed.
That's right. They were missing at the time. So there was definitely a Bilderberg event there in Chantilly, Virginia, and I was there to witness and document that with you. That was a great honor to do that.
But that's another 2 + 2 = 5. Where the media just says, we just imagined it all.
Oh, well.
We were all having a mass hallucination.
I'm here to tell you, it was not an imagined event, just like that fire alarm that happened around midnight, you know, when you're going on coast to coast there at the hotel. I mean, that wasn't imagined.
And remember, I came back to the hotel room, and me and Rob said, they just told us about don't pull fire alarms.
That's right. That's right.
And then those guys, even though I just told them that, the camera crew, still couldn't believe it.
Right, right. So, I mean, we could really go back and cover a lot of history that we've done together. You know, we went to Dallas and did some JFK shooting up there to document that, and then Chantilly, Virginia Bilderberg event, and then you were in Canada. I wasn't on that trip with you guys up in Canada when y'all got held at the border and everything like that. So it's just been quite a saga that we've all kind of lived together here, and as a listener, I've gotten to have a front row seat to most of it with you going on, and I look forward to a lot more.
I think the mainstream media is sabotaging themselves, though, by engaging in hoaxes with the flu and the North American Union and the SPP and Copenhagen, denying it while it's all being set up and saying there's no mercury in the shots. It's really discrediting them.
Well, absolutely, and that's one thing I do constantly on some of the programs that I do is I say, look, mainstream media, just keep it up. Keep up your lies. Keep up your omissions. Keep up your prevarications, and we're going to just obsolete you. It's going to be shows like yours on GCN Live and your InfoWars program. It's going to be shows like yours that are going to dominate, and that's happening already. You were talking about how the newspapers are going into the black hole, the black abyss of non-profitability. As a matter of fact, they've literally shrunk in size now. They're actually smaller than they used to be, not only in thickness but also in width. So that's what we're doing is we're taking the mainstream media down, and we'll continue to do that with alternative radio programs and Internet shows like yours. And that's where the mainstream media, we're going to have to drag them along, and in some cases they are being dragged along. And thankfully, at least they're willing to at least report on some of this news to where we can go in and read between the lines and decipher what's going on in the world.
Well, I'll tell you briefly about the very successful protest last night. I want to thank everybody for coming out there. It was great meeting folks. I believe it's the same CBS black reporter. I mean, I forgot his name, but he looked like the guy who was in the earlier CBS reports reading what the police told him, that it is illegal to have private sales, and I showed him the law, and he said, well, look, don't get mad at us. We just reported what the police told us. And then they did the right thing, actually. After I showed him the law, they actually put it on the news, and it was a 90% accurate report instead of 100% baloney. And the other newscasts were pretty fair. So the fact is, and it got their attention. When I bullhorned them and said, how dare you, you know, and people don't understand. When you kiss up to them and go along with it, it doesn't work. You've got to, when you're in the right, you got to say, you are wrong, and here's the facts. And so that's a great victory.
Well, it does take somebody calling them out on their actions. We have to. That's just like with this Rick Perry clip that hopefully we'll show in a little bit where I caught up with him at Red's Indoor Range. I got word of it Friday from Robert Morrow, a friend of mine, said Rick Perry's going to be at Red's Indoor Range on Friday afternoon. We went up there, and a bunch of us showed up. It was a cadre of Patriots that were there, and we waited 2 hours. I want to thank Val and Rita, because Val is the one that shot the video himself, and Rita was there as well, his wife. And we waited 2 hours to get that 1 minute of video because they wouldn't allow us inside the store to try to get this testimony out of Rick Perry to get his standing on where he stood on this gun show being closed down. So anyway, we waited there patiently. We finally got him. And as you saw, I only had less than a minute there. Before
you got a minute, says, 11 seconds.
Right, before he says, I got to go. And not only that, his bodyguard or aide or whoever it was actually physically grabs him and pulls him away. And I'm still there wanting to ask questions and continue the conversation. But at least we got him on record. My goal was to get him on record, say, hey, Rick Perry, where do you stand on this issue of the gun show being closed down?
And he waffled at first, but at the end he said, no, my understanding is your understanding, Richard,
right,
that this was intimidation, that this was harassment, that this was a lot of things, and that they're looking into it. So now it is on record, because it's this illusion of the Austin police chief and the BATFE and the government saying, no, this is what we did, and that's our story, we're sticking to it. Now the governor's saying, hey, this is wrong. But I want to talk about who we hope our next governor is going to be, Deborah Medina, in a moment. But let's go ahead and play this Rick Perry clip right now. Here's the video and audio of that. This is Red's Indoor Range.
Yo, hi, I'm Richard. I had at least one more question about the gun show issue.
Lay it on me.
Is Robert explained it earlier. My understanding is that the gun show owner has not voluntarily given up his gun show. What has happened, evidently, is a combination of APD and or BATFE has gone and talked to the landlord of the building, who is supposed to be HEB,
right,
and that HEB has come to the gun show owner and said, hey, your gun show's off, you're done. And my understanding is that the gun show has done nothing wrong if they've been convicted over or anything like that.
That's my understanding, too. And my advice is find another venue.
Find another venue?
Sure.
Is it okay that the feds come in and pressure a landlord
I don't think that's fine at all.
Okay.
My deal is, though, until we get that all cleared up, because, I mean, there's a lot of he said, she said here, then I don't know what the facts are.
Right.
But if the issue is HEB won't let you have that site, I'll bet you there's somebody in this city that would dearly love to say,
well, I agree,
you know,
that's
what,
true.
Here's what, and then go forward. And if they try it again, at that particular point in time, I'm not a lawyer, but I got to start seeing that harassment's getting into play here.
Well, that's
gotta
go, harassment pressure.
Boom. So they drag him off.
That's
but,
right.
But definitely this has drawn national attention. They've now admitted the Justice Department came in and told the police department to do this. They ran the last gun show off. They now just shut this one down. And they've been caught telling different stories now. They're in a lot of trouble if people force the issue.
Well, I look forward to our gun show in Austin being secured in perpetuity, right here in Austin because of this event. I think we're really going to be victorious on that. We had the big rally yesterday that got the word out. You had the press reporting on it, 90% honest manner there. We've got Rick Perry here. Now, think about this. It's a month and a week before a primary election here in Texas. The governor's race is a contested race, regardless of what anybody says. Rick Perry, you think at least he'd be grandstanding on this gun show issue and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to look into this. I'm going to take charge. We're going to see to it that the feds aren't down here interfering in our gun rights and our Second Amendment rights. He's so sold out that he doesn't even do that. Here, a month and a week away from a primary. So imagine, folks, if he gets in to the governorship once again and just continues on with the Bilderberg New World Order Agenda 21 agendas, just moving forward in the police state. I mean, he's just going along with every globalist program that they point our way, and he has definitely not stood up to the feds. He's definitely not stood up for states' rights, 10th Amendment rights. We've pressed him. We had a big nullification rally only a week before that, and at that nullification rally, we're asking Rick Perry to stand up for the states' rights, 10th Amendment rights. That's not happening either, and here we are, like I said, once again in a hotly contested Republican primary race for governor, and where is he on these issues? Silent.
Well, here's the good news again, though. Deborah Medina, unknown a few months ago, comes on this radio show, some other bigger radio shows, gets the Ron Paul movement behind her. She's Ron Paul dyed in the wool, in the fetter. And she goes into that debate, and her numbers quadruple. She's now, if we had a few more months, she'd be guaranteed to win, but it's that race. But it sends a message. Whether she wins or loses, she wins, because now all these other candidates in governor's races and legislative races at the state houses and federal races in Congress, House and Senate, and on top of what's happened in Massachusetts with Brown, The message is the people want change, and not just on the Democrat side with Republicans. They want real paleoconservative constitutionalists, property rights, Second Amendment, national sovereignty in the Fed, Deborah Medina. I mean, this is sending shockwaves across the country. I talked to national political pundits. They are following Deborah Medina very, very closely. And so everybody else now is signing up to run. And so we're going to get victories. Every time we stand up, we win. But they weren't going to put her in the next below debate, even though she was tracking nicely. They changed the rules to say you have to be of a comparable office. You have to be a governor or a senator to be in a debate. That was obviously illegal the way they changed. So they said, okay, because it's quasi, you know, public-private. They say it's their private debate, but it's a public service they're supposedly carrying out. So their lawyers told them back off, and they did back off within a week of our listeners and other listeners and the Ron Paul folks out there. See, we built that revolution with Ron Paul as another platform, and as another platform, in the movement, the long view of history that that G. Edward Griffin talks about. So tell us about Deborah Medina.
Okay. Well, the website, MedinaForTexas.com, I'd encourage everybody to go there. But here's the thing is I don't think Deborah Medina can win. I don't believe Deborah Medina can win. I know Deborah Medina can win. Here are the numbers.
I agree with you. If people don't like in the NFL, pick the team they think is going to win.
That's right.
We need to get past that psychological mechanism. Well, listen, my grandmother, I don't know if you heard me talk about it earlier, she doesn't really listen to the show very often. It upsets her. So, my mother was driving her around, you know, great grandmother to my kids, and she was taking her to physical therapy last week, and it was sharp as a tack. And my mother said, "Who are you going to vote for in the Republican primary?" She's a Republican, and she said, "Oh, Medina," because everybody loved her. Talk radio is on fire with her.
That's what's happening. The best thing that happened to us is KRA trying to black her out of this debate. It lit the fire behind the grassroots, which is something we really needed to happen because, folks, we had 1.3 million voters in the 2006 election that voted independent. 1.3 million voters. That cadre of folks right there is ready to vote out establishment candidates like Rick Perry. If those people come into this primary, they can win this race because guess what? Rick Perry only had 550,000 votes in the 2006 primary. 550,000 votes is all he had. He may very well split those votes with Kay Bailey Hutchison, Kay Bailout Hutchison. He may drop.
She will win if people come out and vote.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's no doubt there'll be some election fraud, but it's not in every county.
If we figuratively and literally just tap on our neighbor's shoulders and ask them, hey, at least are you registered to vote, and tell them about Deborah Medina, get a button. Go on the website. The importance of that button right there, Alex, I can't tell you. Every day people ask me about that. Who's Deborah Medina? And they want to know. They want to hear about it. I'm convinced that after the 06 election with 1.3 million independent voters, we had the Ron Paul revolution occur in 07, 08. I believe in my heart there are 2 million people in Texas that are ready to press that electronic fraud button for Deborah Medina and make it work, though. Make that button work. Get your precincts out there. Get your precinct conventions going. Become precinct chairs. And
well, regardless, we win because with a strong showing, and she may win, with a strong showing, you now have it moving to the states, which is the real battle plan to beat the New World Order.
Right.
The feds have been seized by offshore banks. We take the states back. It's over.
That's right. And Texas can lead the way. I would like.
It's just like Copenhagen when people said we couldn't beat it.
Exactly.
If you just have the will to win, you got the truth on your side, you can't be stopped.
Alex, right here, this highway that goes by your office. I'm encouraged every time I come by here because I fought the tolls on this road. This was supposed to be a toll road by your office. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that.
Okay. It was great activists here in Austin area that fought that. That's one of the victories. Every time I have the pleasure of driving by your office, I think, you know what? We saved that from being a toll road. Alex doesn't have to pay a toll on account of it. So we were told back then, it's a done deal. There's no way to change it. Just give up. Just give up the battle.
It's like health care. It's a done deal.
Exactly.
It's not a done deal.
That's a classic play that they do. It's
a war. You will be assimilated.
Right. You will be assimilated. And I'm here to tell you, folks, Deborah Medina can win this race, will win this race, if the people of Texas just do their job. I mean, think about it. Alex, you've been on the air 14-plus years, right?
Yeah.
Don't tell me there's not a half a million of us here in Texas. Half a million gets us in a runoff. If we get 700,000 or a million voters to vote Deborah Medina in this race, then Deborah Medina will win this.
And you're not even hearing about Democrats. So if she wins this, she's going to beat the Democrats. This is a Republican state.
She will. That's right. This is a Republican state. And guess what? The flip side is true as well. If Rick Perry squirrels in to this primary victory, or Kay Bailout squirrels in, then the Democrat most likely is going to win. What we may see is a bifurcation of the vote in the general election in 2010, where Republican seats, you know, House seats, state House seats, state Senate seats, we may see more Republican victories, but at the general state level, we might see a Democrat governor. That's what could happen.
Because people are rebelling against incumbents.
Bingo.
Massachusetts, they want the Democrats out. In Texas, they want the mainline Republicans out.
That's right. They're rebelling against incumbents is exactly right. It's like we've got an organic Ron Paul revolution going on within us. We've got Stephen Shoppe running against Lamar Smith. We've got Joe Petronas here in Texas running against Michael McCaul.
Why did Paul endorse Smith?
Well, I have pretty good information that he didn't know about Stephen Shoppe filing. Stephen Shoppe didn't file till the very last day of filing. Ron Paul, in my view, was most likely unaware.
So it was the lesser of two evils.
That's all it was, is he was unaware about it, and I'm sure that there's some sorrow there. But nonetheless.
Stay there. We got a break. Final segment straight ahead. Give people that website one more time for Devin Medina.
MedinaForTexas.com. MedinaForTexas.com. Donate. Get a button. Get a yard sign.
We'll be back.
Going up.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
The other good news is Debra Medina, I've talked to her, she's coming on Thursday. She is swamped from 6 in the morning until 11 at night. She is doing interview after interview after interview after interview after interview on talk radio, newspapers, and TV. I mean, she is the hottest thing since, Corvettes and Blondes. I mean, it is super, super hot what's going on. And, again, it shows that fervor. The other big problem is, and she has raised, what, $300,000-something?
Right, which for a statewide campaign here in Texas, that's nothing. You've got Rick Perry and Kay Bailey each having millions of dollars.
But still, for a new dark horse candidate out of the middle of nowhere, that is big.
Yep.
Now, expanding on that, You are worried as I am about Glenn Beck, about Sarah Palin,
right.
Their clear positioning of her as a spoiler in 2012. Explain that.
That's right. Well, folks, the New World Order is positioning Sarah Palin as a presidential candidate for 2012. There's no doubt about that. And right now she's a rhino. She's just a product of the New World Order propaganda. But there's a chance she may become patriot. Who knows? But I want to ask the info warriors out there in the Tennessee area. Palin is supposed to be at a Tea Party convention, a national Tea Party convention, next weekend, the first weekend of February. I'd like for folks to get over there and call her out and say, look, Sarah Palin, you're going to come to Texas and endorse Rick Perry. You need to stop that. You need to not come to Texas, not do the photo ops with Rick Perry, not do a big press endorsement of Rick Perry, because your rogueness, at that point, Sarah Palin, your rogueness is over. There are going to be patriots nationwide saying, look, Sarah Palin, we know you are not rogue, and stop. Don't come down to Texas. If you're going to be
Perry, he says he's got new jobs. They're all government jobs. We lost jobs
right.
in the private sector. Perry goes to Bilderberg. K. Billy Hutchinson is a steering committee member. I mean, that's highest level globalist. I mean, Perry vetoed until the heat got on him, the legislature banning all the toll roads.
Oh, I know. Rick Perry is still pushing the Trans-Texas Corridor. He's still pushing NAFTA. He's still pushing all these globalist agendas, albeit more quietly. But you know how you can really find out where Rick Perry stands are by his appointments. He appointed Ted Houghton, the one sole holdout vote that voted pro-Sintra on SH-121 up in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ted Houghton
was at
that point.
That's okay. Sintra isn't owned by Spain because Louis Black of the Chronicle says so.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, if you look at the appointments that Rick Perry makes, then you'll know where he really stands. And that's what I recommend that people do. And Ted Houghton was a pro-Sintra vote back in summer of 07 on SH-121. Now he's the chairman of the Texas Transportation Commission. And Rick Perry handpicked Ted Houghton as Rick Williamson's replacement when Rick Williamson passed away to sit on this Texas Transportation Commission. So that tells you right there a lot of what you need to know about Rick Perry. So if Rick Perry has his way, he'd like to toll every road.
He's presided over the new franchise tax. It's really an income tax.
You name it. Well, we can talk about the Gardasil thing that he tried to do, trying to get all the girls here in Texas injected with this HPV vaccine that was a fraud, and the eugenics implications.
But he's got nice hair and talks like a country boy.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's send him to the private sector. Deborah Medina not only has a possibility to win, she can win, and she will win if we just get up and get out there and get at the voting booth and donate some money to her campaign.
Well, she's on the show Thursday.
Awesome.
Right before the debate Friday, and she's on in the last hour, so we look forward to that, just like you were here with us today, Richard Reeves. Give her website out again one more time.
MedinaForTexas.com, MedinaForTexas.com. Folks, donate. Get a button right here, a lapel button. Get signs in your yard, and let's win this election. Let's send Rick Perry home. Let's not even go through a runoff. We can win this election.
We're out of time, and Richard, stay there. I want to talk to you after the show. But, folks, the issue here is you're listening in New York, you're listening in Tennessee, you're listening in Arizona, you're listening in Oregon. This is already getting people to run in their states on the Patriot ticket. And you can run as a Democrat, Republican, whatever you want. The point is, this is how we're going to take America back. We can do it. Just like countries in Europe are voting to get out of the euro. This is unpopular. But if we don't stand up and say no, we lose. Mark Faber, top economist, joining us with his very scary economic forecast. He was on right at the start of the show, 8 minutes in. That's coming up in retransmission now. One place, InfoWars.com. Great job, crew. Get in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.